our next speaker, Colin Fox, is the convener of the Scottish Socialist Party and a member of the Scottish Parliament. So he's travelled the furthest to be here, so thanks to Colin for that. We felt it very important to have a speaker from Scotland because this base, of course, is in England, but it is a British military base, and the soldiers who serve in the British Army are from Scotland, Wales and England. So I pass you over to Colin Fox, member of the Scottish, member of the Scottish Socialist Party, member of the Scottish Parliament.
Brothers and sisters and comrades, and I come here bearing greetings of comradeship and peace from the Scottish Socialist Party. And it's right, I think, gathered as we are so close to Rise Norton Base, the base that services Britain's illegal occupation and invasion of a foreign land. And coming along the road, you know, it was one of the aircraft taking off, and it reminded me of the 120 or so British soldiers who took off and have never came back home alive. Appalling statistic, loss of those young men for an illegal occupation and invasion of a sovereign country. And of course those figures of 120 in themselves dwarfed by the more than 3,000 young American soldiers that didn't come home either. And they themselves dwarfed by the 660,000 Iraqis who've not come home, who've been murdered by this illegal occupation invasion that Tony Blair and George Bush are responsible for. I think it's right in a day like this that we reiterate that every single one of us has been against this war and against this occupation from the very beginning, and we've been right, and we reiterate our demand today that we want all the foreign troops that are in Iraq withdrawn immediately today from Iraq, and allow the Iraqi people to destiny, their own destiny and their own future. I reiterate that demand that we have all done in the past few years, and we've been told, but Colin, if you bring out the British troops from Iraq, there'll be civil war. Civil war, they told us, the last 3-4 years. Well, the latest figures the United Nations released estimate that this year there will be more than 36,500 people slaughtered in a sectarian civil war. That in itself is 10 times the number who died in the tragedy of 9/11. We have a 9/11 happening virtually every month in Iraq. And what notice does the world take? Nowhere near enough. And I have to say to you, regime change in Iraq is the sole and inviolate right of the Iraqi people themselves and nobody else, and never once. I have to say this to you, Andy. I think a great deal of things are changing in the world. In the last 3 months, a great deal of things has changed. We're watching the end game. The end game of an absolute catastrophic political failure at the hands of Bush and Blair. We're watching an end game where Labour politicians who supported the war are now openly recanting and begging for our forgiveness. We're now watching that in America, the first socialist ever elected to the American Senate, elected 3 weeks ago on the basis of the American people's opposition to the war in Iraq. We're watching a catastrophic failure of policy at Bush and Blair's behalf. And we stand here today and it's the smell that's in the air. The smell is the legacy of Tony Blair. Because Tony Blair is about to go at good riddance to bad rubbish. But what will he be remembered for? Will he be remembered as the man who brought 20 years of the hated Tories to an end? No, he won't. Will he be remembered as the man, the first Labour leader ever elected by a working majority? No, he won't. Will he be remembered as the first Labour Prime Minister elected 3 times? No, he won't. He'll be remembered as a liar and the worst leader this country has ever had. That's the message we send from here today. I bring you the greetings, comradeship, and peace and support from the comrades and people in Scotland, including my good friend Rose Gentle from the Military Families Against the War. I've done so much to remind RAF Rise Norton and Tony Blair and everybody else about the military families who don't want to go to war for lies. They don't want to be involved in Iraq. They want to see their young men brought forward, brought home. No wars for imperialism. No to try that. We want peace and social justice for all humankind. Thank you very much.